T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. New Orleans Morning Radio Show. Something Brewster and I have been paying attention to, and I'm either going to owe him or he's going to owe me lunch or cash if we don't want to go out to lunch with each other.
Cash.
Is playing out right now in a courtroom on the island of Nantucket off of Massachusetts. It's the whole Kevin Spacey grabbing the young guy's junk in the bar trial.
Well, and I can summarize very quickly the basis of the he said versus he said, not in that case, but between you and I. You say he'll do prison time. I say he won't, and that's an end of it. I say he won't.
That was the wager.
Yes, and it still is. Kevin Spacey is not going to prison.
Well, the last couple of days, the trial is going on, or a hearing about the trial is going on. He's not in the courtroom. He evidently doesn't have to be there these last few days.
Well, as we said on the air, he was supposed to appear on Monday, but then I don't know if that happened, and then there was talk over the holiday that the young man involved had dropped the charges, and it's not what happened. It's a mess.
I found out what happened.
All right. You place some calls because you have people in that area. All right.
And the mother of the victim was a famous news anchor in Boston for years.
Okay.
Her name's Heather Unruh, and she's the mother of the victim. She's making headlines now, because it looks like she deleted some stuff off of her son's cell phone after this all happened. That could throw everything out the window and let Kevin Spacey walk and be a free man. That's what happened. Kevin Spacey, if this trial goes forth, he will be on trial for grabbing the junk of an 18-year-old at a bar in Nantucket a couple of summers ago. And again, the mother of the 18-year-old was a famous news anchor,
right,
on one of the Boston local network affiliates up there.
You're watching News 12 at 10.
What's her name?
With Annie Stensrud.
Annie Stensrud?
Close. Heather Unruh. Close to Annie Stensrud.
Pretty close.
Heather Unruh.
Unruh, Stensrud.
You're watching News 12 at 10 with Annie Stensrud.
I miss Annie.
And over the last couple of days in court, the judge yelled at the victim's father. Then the judge was mad at the victim. And now all of a sudden, the mother, the former news anchor, has admitted that she deleted information from her son's cell phone. This looked pretty cut and dry when this all happened a couple of years ago. This looked like this rich and famous actor, who, by the way, I don't think he's been hired to for any work since this has happened.
A low profile.
And he was forced to cut show his very good and very popular.
He was forced to do what?
He was forced
out of his show.
Forced out of his
House of Cards.
Very popular, very entertaining show, House of Cards, because of this.
But then he made this video, which was in character, seemingly, as Frank Underwood, saying basically the whole truth hasn't come out. That was the most bizarre thing ever. It was done in apparently a kitchen or his kitchen, and it was in character. If you watched House of Cards, it was Frank Underwood speaking.
That was very strange, very bizarre. And look, I'm a fan of Kevin Spacey's work. whether
he's a tremendous actor.
I mean, you could start naming the roles, the usual suspects. A Beautiful Mind.
Yes, House of Cards.
You could start naming. He's fantastic in a lot of this stuff.
Tremendous. What would you say? Tremendous mimic. Watching Kevin Spacey do Jack Lemmon is just like it's a tour de force in mimicry. Watching Kevin Spacey do Johnny Carson, he's just a pleasure to watch.
Yeah, he's very talented the way he impersonates people like that. He played, I believe, Bobby Darin in the movie that was about Bobby Darin.
Yes,
I mean, the guy's very talented. But he likes guys, so what? This particular case, he's in a bar in Nantucket, and the charges were that on more than one occasion, he grabbed the privates, the junk of the 18-year-old at the bar. And now,
can you think of more ways to describe it? Can you just don't limit yourself to one? Think of as many as you can so that we get a clear picture. This whole case, I'm afraid, is about to come unglued.
You're watching News 12 at 10 with Annie Stensrud.
Sorry.
When he was arrested, the police took the 18-year-old's cell phone, which they do because they want to look for evidence and such like that.
Right. Why didn't they take Kevin Spacey's cell phone?
Well, then they gave the cell phone back to the 18-year-old, who gave it to his mother, the newswoman, and she admitted, Heather Unruh admitted.
You're watching News 12 at 10 with Annie Stensrud.
Heather Unruh. She admitted under oath that she deleted photos and videos from her son's phone before she turned it over to police. Oh, so look, I thought they took the phone first, looked through it, and then gave it back to her, and then she did it. I think she may have done it and then gave the phone to police.
Well,
if that's the case, this whole thing's going to get thrown out.
You could see how that could totally become misconstrued.
You're watching News 12 at 10 with Annie Stensrud.
She said the thing she deleted from her son's cell phone was not relevant to the case, but Kevin Spacey's lawyer over the last 2 days said that was not her decision to make. And boy, there could have been stuff on there. And as far as he's concerned, this whole case should be thrown out now. So you may win this bet, you and I have, Bruce. All over a technicality.
Well, I just had a feeling. I just had a feeling that there's no way that he's going to do any time. I couldn't look into a crystal ball and see what would happen with this down the road. But you have to understand that when I made that proclamation that Kevin Spacey would do no time over this, he was still red hot. He was coming into the final season of House of Cards, which he was still the big star. You know, this guy was the director. It's either of the Old Vic Theater or the National Theater in London. I'm not sure which one, but that is a tremendously prestigious position that he had for 10 or 12 years.
It'll be interesting to see if this does get thrown out, this case, because of what happened with the cell phone. If all of a sudden he's going to start getting hired again.
Right.
That'll be very interesting. Because is there any doubt in your mind he grabbed this guy's junk?
I can't answer that because I don't care. I mean, I think that is, I don't know. Kevin Spacey has maintained up until this episode, his sexuality has been hotly... speculated upon, but he's never been committed or committal one way or the other. But again, I mean, the basis of this 2 years ago when this started, or what, almost 2.5 years ago,
yeah,
to now, I mean, basically I say he's going to walk and you continue to say he's screwed.
You're watching News 12 at 10 with Annie Stensrud.
Heather Unruh is the victim's mother.
Here on Lazy Ear.
Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. Brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans and Lamarck Ford. I'll tell you, one of the reasons why I've on a personal level had it with social media is because as soon as something happens in the news, people take sides. They just jump on their side. I'll give you a perfect example. This multi-gazillionaire Jeffrey Epstein getting arrested for sex trafficking underage girls and doing sex with lots of underage girls.
Allegedly, all is alleged.
There's no doubt.
It's all alleged. You know, for our part, it's alleged.
Well, no, for our part, he's already, when I lived in Miami, he got arrested in Florida, and he did jail time in Florida for sex with underage girls. There's no alleged here. Jeffrey Epstein is probably, and he should, spend the rest of his life in prison. I don't care but how successful he is. He's a multi-billionaire. This guy has done sex with a plethora of underage girls.
That's fine, but I'm trying to keep us out of meetings after the show.
And
in this particular case, it's alleged.
I don't care how successful of a businessman you are. I don't care if you're worth billions of dollars. You can't do sex with underage girls. You can't traffic underage girls. This man should be in prison, and he should get what's coming to him in prison. Because when you're in prison for something like that, you usually don't last that long. They usually have to put you in protective custody when you're in prison for whether it's sex or killing or whatever underage girls,
right.
Children.
Because as it turns out, many of those offenders in prison also have children, and they're not all necessarily down with crimes against children.
As soon as this story broke the other day, I look at social media, I look at Facebook, and the reason I'm on Facebook these days is to manage and put stuff on the Bayou 95.7 Facebook page.
It's one of the things that we're tasked to do. Like what you hear between the speakers, as we call it, that's part of it. And being on social media and interacting, that's part of it too.
And this morning I put a wild video up there. Of
so you're part of the problem. You're feeding right into the sewer.
No, on the Bayou page I put a video of lightning striking a boat that was docked.
Oh, man,
you talk about when nature attacks.
Right.
Poor boat being in the wrong place at the wrong time. But anyways, going back to what I brought this up for.
I'm going to check that out while you're talking about this story.
As soon as the Jeffrey Epstein story made news, part of my friends on Facebook, they just immediately, well, look, he was friends with Trump. And then the other part of my friends that are on the other side of the political spectrum, Bill Clinton flew on his plane over 24 times to go down and do sex with underage girls.
Right.
I mean, as soon as the story broke, not thinking of the girls, they're not thinking of, oh my God, what an awful, horrific crime this is. This multi-billionaire Jeffrey Epstein, he trafficked underage girls all over the world, put them on private planes for one reason and one reason only, for him and his friends to go do sex with.
Right.
They're not thinking of the underage girls and, oh my God, how could this happen? Where are their mothers? Where are their fathers? How in God's name could this possibly happen? As soon as the story popped up, some of my friends, and I have friends and Facebook friends from all over the political spectrum, the first thing they thought of, look, Trump was friends with this guy.
Right.
Look, Clinton flew on the plane with this guy.
Right.
Not even thinking of the well-being of the girls. Jesus, Son of God, how in God's name could this have happened
to
so many young girls?
Right. It's half the gotcha game, and the other half is the I knew it game, as in Bill Clinton went with Jeffrey Epstein to Pedophile Island, as it's called. Aha! I knew it! Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, I knew it.
Yeah, the flights were called the Lolita Express. That's a nickname for the flights. But do you see how politics has just clouded some people where they're not even thinking of the girls? The first thought isn't, oh my God. The first thought is, look, Trump,
right.
Look, Clinton,
sure, right.
Look, friends with these guys.
Right down the middle, divisive politics, sure. The thing that fascinates me about this story how it's now reached boil over status on the front burner again is this has been talked about for years.
Back in 2008, Brewster, yes. The year I moved from Miami Beach to New Orleans, in 2008, he was convicted in Miami, but instead of federal charges, which it should have been, he was connected politically, he knew people, and he only got a slap on the wrist with state charges, and I believe it was a 13-month sentence. That's what he did.
Right.
That's what he did in Florida.
It was the proverbial slap on the wrist.
Yeah. Now, people should be looking into who he's connected to down in South Florida, who knew, who got him off on those very, very slap on the wrist charges.
Right. Well, and then as right around the time, was either right before the election or right after, it started to bubble again above the surface and then went away again, this whole story. And I know there are people who were just hoping, you know, anti-Trump people who were just hoping, boy, I hope this comes to light again. I hope there's something there. And it's, you want to think the best about the side that you don't agree with along the political aisles. You want to think of the best about them. I mean, I think as human beings, we strive to think about the best of many people. But there are people who aren't thinking the best. They're just thinking the gotcha game. Aha!
And they're thinking if they keep preaching whichever side of the political aisle they're on, if they keep preaching politics on Facebook, they think that they're telling people things they don't know, and they think maybe that people will change their minds politically and come over to their side
right.
because of their Facebook and other social media posts. And I've got news for you. You're not changing anybody's mind. You know, look, here are facts. This guy, Jeffrey Epstein, was kicked out of and banned from Mar-a-Lago years ago because at Mar-a-Lago, he was inappropriate with an underage girl. And Mar-a-Lago is Donald Trump's place right. down there in Palm Beach, Florida.
It's his Hyannis port, his Kenny Bunk port, his Camp David, you might say, his home away from home.
So he was banned from there for years. Yes, Donald Trump, way back in 2002, long before he was president, said, yeah, he's a good guy. I know him. He's like me. He loves the women. But some of the women he loves are on the younger side. He said that in 2002. And then when asked about it yesterday, Donald Trump said that he had a falling out with Jeffrey Epstein many years ago. And I'm sure it had something to do with, if not the falling out, was him being kicked out of and banned from Mar-a-Lago for inappropriate behavior around an underage girl at Mar-a-Lago. Bill Clinton, several times, flew on the Lolita Express.
I mean, there is...
And Bill Clinton released a statement saying he has nothing to do or had no idea with what happened with Jeffrey Epstein in New York for him to get arrested like he did. He lives in a place on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. The place he owns there is worth, I think, $88 million or something. It's right across the street from Bill Cosby's place, one of the places Bill Cosby lived, on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. I mean, Cosby lived right across the street.
Well, that's disturbing.
So
in many ways.
Both Trump and Clinton have released statements distancing themselves from this scumbag, and that's what he is, and he shouldn't have been out. He should have already been in prison. They should look into the people that gave him that slap on the wrist in Florida.
But you look at the news media, the big three, and they have that habit of clucking their tongues as they say what is factual. President Donald Trump has distanced himself from Jeffrey Epstein. But you'll get it like this on the big three, ABC, CBS, NBC, the Nothing But Clinton Network, Clinton Broadcasting System, and the All Bill Clinton Network. You'll get President Donald Trump distances himself from Jeffrey Epstein. You get that gotcha lilt in the voice. But to be fair, there are people who are still trying to. They're way too late to impeach Bill Clinton again, but they're trying to knock Bill Clinton off of his elder statesman status, his de facto, what would you call it, the elder statesman, the Democrat Party.
Well,
de facto head in a figurative way of the Democratic Party.
When you've been president and you're retired or you're post-presidency or whatever you want to call it, you know, you're still looked at, hey, look at this guy, Secret Service for life. Look at this guy.
History's been kind to Bill Clinton. It's history has gone for the most part Bill Clinton's way because he's revered by women on the left of all ages. How soon we forget.
And he was doing what he was doing with women long before the hashtag Me Too movement.
You betcha.
And the hashtag Time's Up movement.
You betcha.
All right. But I just wanted to bring that up. How no matter what happens in the news, bang, I click on social media and they draw the line right there. We're friends with Trump. Oh, Clinton was on his plane. Blah, 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 blah.
I knew it.
Well, what about the girls? What about... Anyways. Hey, speaking of Donald Trump. The other day on the show, coming up next, we're going to talk about something we did talk about the other day. There was a guy that put a dirty billboard in New Orleans. Well, Trump's infamous...
On the bus statement to Billy Bush. Yeah, we all know what it is.
About what he said about women.
Sure.
And a judge has ruled if he's allowed to have that or not, because he was ordered to cover it up because it had dirty words on there and there were kids walking past it.
Sure.
Did you see the judge's ruling yesterday?
We'll find out next.
Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. PETA is back in the news, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. PETA is demanding that the city of Caldwell, Idaho, change the name of one of its streets, Chicken Dinner Road. PETA, they're not happy about that. I don't think they're happy with the first suggestion the mayor of Caldwell, Idaho, had to say to change the name. He wanted to change it from Chicken Dinner Road to Lab Monkey Lane. And I think PETA, they're not satisfied with that. Mm. That's something else. PETA's always in the news. Coming up next, we're gonna talk about something we talked about on the show the other day. The mural that a New Orleans resident put on his own property with some dirty words, and it was anti-Donald Trump. And a judge finally ruled on that, if it's legal for him to have that there. We will tell you what the judge said next on Bayou 95.7.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The other day, Monday, I believe it was on the show, we talked about a pretty big, important court case here in the city of New Orleans. Well, we have at least some sort of a ruling, but it's not the end of the case. The case is about the homeowner in New Orleans who has a mural on his property, and the mural... He paid an artist to do this mural on his property, and the mural, in big letters, is part of the quote that Donald Trump said when he was talking about women, when he was being recorded, that he didn't know he was being recorded when he was talking to that television guy, Billy Bush, on that bus long before he was president. It's the infamous quote when he said, grab women by the bleeps, talking about their privates. And so the mural is of that quote. And the mural also had hats painted on it. It was the hats that were called bleep hats, the hats that were made to look like women's genitalia that many anti-Trump women wore when they protested him, the bleep hats. So you had the bleep hats with what he said, the dirty words that he said.
You know, I think I'm clear on it now.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Yes.
And so the mural was put up there by the homeowner on his property. His name, Neil Morris, and his house and the mural is on South Liberty Street here in the city of New Orleans. Some neighbors complained because their children, well, them and their children, saw the dirty words and the dirty hats. The man lives not far from a school bus stop. So children waiting for the school bus, children walking to the school bus stop could see the dirty mural. And so it went to court. And over the last 2 days, one of our longest serving federal judges, as a matter of fact, he's 85 years old. He was appointed by Ronald Reagan. Marty Feldman.
Marty!
He ruled that for now, at least, that mural can stay up because the city of New Orleans mural permitting laws violates the First Amendment, the freedom of speech. You know, we talked about these mural laws. They just dropped the amount of money that it costs, that you have to pay the city of New Orleans to paint a mural. Right up until recently, it was $500. You had to get their permission if you wanted to paint a mural. And I'm not talking, well, not only on your own property, I guess if other people can see it, but on public property as well, on because there are murals all over the city of New Orleans. The Dr. John mural is really cool in Central City. There are murals all over the city of New Orleans painted by artists. And up until very recently, not only did you have to get the city's permission, you had to pay them $500. That price just dropped to $50.
Well, of course, you know where this is going to go. You could make the argument that something artistic and musical and cultural in its value, such as a mural of Dr. John, is not in the same ballpark as something that is clearly
political,
a political statement. It reminds me, and I forgot to mention this when we talked about this, I guess it was on Monday, when I lived on the West Bank. I think it's over there on is it Gretna Boulevard. There was somebody had, it's not quite the same thing, but it reminds me of this. Somebody had a grudge against a particular insurance company, particular auto insurance company. And near one of the offices of that insurance company, they kept repeatedly putting up a sign that said, blank sucks. And I won't mention which, if you lived over there, you know which one it is. And they would have to paint it over, and then they would do it again. And then it's like every other time you go drive by there, I think it was Gretna Boulevard, it was blank sucks. And it was clear because that business's name was within eye shot as you're looking, sure. Looking across the horizon. That's what it reminds
me of.
It
wasn't Flow Sucks, was it? If you're talking auto insurance, Progressive, you know, Flow the...
What did I just say? I said I'm not going to name the company.
Well, anyways, United States District Judge Martin Feldman ruled yesterday...
I heart Flow, by the way.
That Mayor LaToya Cantrell's administration cannot pre-approve the content of public murals. And that does offer a victory, a win, to local free speech advocates who contended that the city's attempt to regulate such murals violated the First Amendment. You know, that's what the ACLU said. They got involved in this as well. Now, look, I don't like what the mural said. I don't like the disgusting words the dirty words about being in the sight of children right next to a school bus stop. I don't like that. But me, personally, as a political libertarian, I love the fact that this judge said the city cannot pre-approve the content of public murals. I love that. The judge just said the government cannot pre-approve the content.
Well, but that is not a...
public murals.
That's not a... that does not close... that does not shut the door on it. All that it has done is grant... Not grant, but it's just going to be a continuation.
This will continue to go up the ladder in the courts. This is what this will do. I don't know if it's going to make it to the Supreme Court, but that this is going to go up and you know when the city told the homeowner, hey, you got to get rid of that mural. You can't have that mural up there. All he did was have the artist put up another mural over that mural, and it just had the word censored in all different colors. So much like the New Orleans homes, it's different colors, wild colors, bright, the censored sign. And so it kind of fits in a little bit, but it's still an eyesore.
I make this point often on this program that I wish I could get just a scintilla of the time in my life that people have to spend in their lives on things like this. I don't have enough minutes in my day to be involved in this.
But Brewster, there's things about this that I do like. It's kind of like music and musicians who push the limits. You know, they push the envelope. It's kind of like writers, authors pushing the envelope. I like that.
But that's fine. If you want to, that's why books have covers so that they can be closed. That's why record albums used to have sides, and what is contained inside, you had to put on a device and listen to it, and you would not be able to blare that so everyone else can hear it as well. This is no different than we used to have when I was a teenager. You'd have guys getting stopped, and it's like, what am I stopped for? Loud music, a loud muffler. You don't live in a vacuum. You are not bigger than the society in which you find yourself. And I don't find the words offensive, because I used to be of the mind that the seven dirty words, and of course we can't say any of them or we won't be here tomorrow, but in being exposed to pay subscription radio and hearing it, in certain contexts, I'm over that fight, you know? And if a time ever comes to where you would hear those words on public airwaves, are you going to go to your grave fighting that you? I mean, kids are saying these words and much worse.
If it's a
thing where you're trying to shield children from a potty word, a dirty word, that, you know, that genie has been out of the bottle for hundreds of years.
But when I say push the envelope, I'm talking about Elvis Presley being banned on television from shaking his hips, and now look where we are.
But again, that's something that you can choose to turn off and not invite into your home. Something that where you can see the blue sky as part of it, that's completely different. Because again, as I said on Monday, your right to swing your fist ends at the end of my nose.
And what about your right to put dirty words on your property on a mural that's right next to a children's school bus?
Well, it's not only that. Do you see the blue sky? That's where it ends.
No, this will continue. This hasn't had its last day in court. Again, I'm not a fan of what he said. And again, because of the children seeing the dirty words, whatever. But I like Judge Martin Feldman's ruling.
Marty.
I liked his ruling saying that the government cannot pre-approve the content of a public mural. And that is a victory to free speech advocates. I like that. If you have an opinion on this, text us at 504-260-9595.
Standard data and message rates apply. Don't text while driving, and please keep it short so that I can read them all in a clear and cogent way.
Short and sweet here on Bayou 95.7. Have you been to the all-new Lamarck Ford in Kenner ever since Ronnie did the massive expansion? Boy, oh boy, that 30,000 square foot collision center is something else. And he uses state-of-the-art technology to repair all makes, all models. Adjusters are right there on hand. So if you get into a fender bender, if you crash your car, it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive. It doesn't matter where you bought your car. Lamarck Ford's Collision Center, boy, they're the place you want to go. Ronnie Lamarck, besides selling Fords, and nobody sells more new Fords around here than Ronnie Lamarck, he's also selling Lincolns now. The all-new Lamarck Lincoln Black Label is now open right there with the beautiful, modern, must-see showroom. That's something. And if you're looking for a pre-owned car, Ronnie Lamarck has the largest indoor pre-owned showroom around. Go see all those changes and go see the guy you see on TV. He's always working. Say hi to him. Ronnie Lamarck at Lamarck Ford and Kenner. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. On Sunday, are you going to the Rolling Stones show at the Superdome? I am, and I'm fired up for it. If you're going to the show, before the show, we're having a big pre-Stones concert party right around the corner from the Superdome at Vintage Rock Club. That's above Walk-Ons on Poydras Street. We're going to be partying over there before the show, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. So if you're going to the Rolling Stones show on Sunday, come hang out with us and have a good time before the show. If you've never been to the Vintage Rock Club, it is beautiful. We'll be cranking Stones music. They have the big screens there. You'll see the Stones videos on the monitors. It's really a cool place. So if you're going to the Stones on Sunday, stop by and hang out with Bayou 95.7 at the pre-Stones party at the Vintage Rock Club around the corner. Coming up next, why today doesn't suck on Bayou 95.7.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show is brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans and Lamarck Ford. It's time for us to look at today in history, and on this show we call the segment
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
July 10th. It was today in 2018.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
The last of that Thailand youth soccer team was rescued from the cave. That was 1 year ago today already.
That went on for how many days was it?
It had the world's attention for a little more than 2 weeks. There was 12 Thailand youth soccer players and their coach that were stuck in a cave, and then it flooded and it didn't look good for a while, but they all got out of there. Mm-hmm. And that was a happy ending.
There are some people who changed their Facebook profile pictures with that flag in support, and I think some people forgot to change it back. So that was a year ago. Now they've been safe, so you can take that flag off your profile.
And for people who are social media friends with a person like that, and if they don't pay attention to the news very, very much, they must be thinking every day, oh, my God, those poor kids in Thailand.
That's right. Wake up. Wake up and smell the coffee. That's what I say.
July 10th. It was today in 1985.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
A bomb sinks the Rainbow Warrior. That's Greenpeace's flagship vessel. In Auckland Harbor in New Zealand, Greenpeace's Rainbow Warrior, their flagship vessel, sinks after French agents in diving gear plant a bomb on the hull of the vessel. So the French folks blew up the Greenpeace flagship vessel, the Rainbow Warrior.
Wasn't Russell Dalrymple involved in that somehow?
Yeah, that was some good Seinfeld stuff. July 10th. It was today in 1962.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
The United States patent was issued for the three-point seatbelt. Probably made someone a lot of money. And who was the person? Not an American. a Swedish engineer, Nils Bolin.
Hmm.
The United States Patent Office issued that Swedish engineer that patent for his three-point automobile safety belt for use in vehicles, especially road vehicles. And that patent was given out today in 1962. Now we're all slaves to those things. We all have to wear them by law.
And we've talked about people of our age and older, and those of you younger folks listening, you will not believe this, that in your day, in my day, sometimes when a new vehicle would be purchased, the first thing that my dad had friends, the first thing they would do would be get tin snips or shears of some sort and cut the bench seat belts right out of it.
That's what my parents did when I was younger and they bought a new car. Get these things out of here.
Or I can remember that the bench seat in the back, my dad would just stuff them way down in there so that you couldn't possibly find him. He wouldn't actually cut them out, but it was on this date, July 10th, in the year 1989.
Why today doesn't suck.
One David F. Pearsall of Manchester, New Hampshire, was charged with stealing Richie Sambora's $2,000 white Kramer guitar during a Bon Jovi concert 2 days earlier at Riverfront Park in Manchester. That's New Hampshire again. Pearsall was released on $1,000 bail. I wonder if the guitar was ever recovered.
Well, that guy was wanted, dead or alive.
That's right. It was on this date, July 10th, 1986.
Why today doesn't suck.
Jerry Garcia lapsed into a diabetic coma, waking up 5 days later. The coma caused Garcia to have to learn how to relearn how to play the guitar. Well, that's interesting. I've never heard of that. It's sort of would that be a form of amnesia?
A diabetic coma?
Yeah, well, just the fact that he could no longer play once he came out of the diabetic coma. That has to be some form of amnesia. We will look it up. July 10th, 1979.
Why today doesn't suck.
Chuck Berry, we were talking about him yesterday on the show. This is a bit different. Chuck Berry was sentenced to 5 months in jail for income tax evasion in 1973. Chuck Berry allegedly having bilked the IRS out of $200,000, and they frown on that. They like to get all their money that they believe is due to them, unless you've taken yourself off the grid and you don't believe in paying the IRS. It was on this date, July 10th, 1975.
Why today doesn't suck.
Cher files for divorce from Greg Allman just 10 days after they were married. They later reconsider, and exactly 1 year later on this day, she gave birth to their son, Elijah.
Must have been a wild 10 days.
Well, sadly, it killed him. All of this that I just mentioned and more killed Greg Allman, sorry to say. Birthdays today include one of the happy heavenly variety. My particular, probably in my top five male vocalists of all time. You know him from Rainbow and Black Sabbath and the eponymously named group Dio. Ronnie James Dio was born on this date in 1942. Other birthdays today include Rick Emmett, the leader, I guess the leader, the singer, the guitarist for a pretty good band, poorly produced, and that's Triumph. I always thought that Triumph had some really good songs, but I didn't like the sound of their production. The drums sounded like cardboard boxes.
Didn't they try to challenge Rush as being the best Canadian power trio ever?
They were certainly, they attained, I would say, the poor man's Canadian power trio moniker, but probably ends there. Speaking of Canadian bands, not power trios, but Rush protege, the band Max Webster. Their leader, Kim Mitchell, singer and guitarist, born on this date in 1952. You know Max Webster. Well, you probably don't if you're not a fan of Rush. They had one big song called Battle Scar. And in approximately 1980 or 81, when I saw Rush, this was in Indianapolis, Max Webster opened. And part of the vocals, the co-lead vocal on that song, Battle Scar, was done by Geddy Lee. So Geddy Lee comes out. You know he's going to come out, but how is he going to do it? Because Rush would follow. He came out with a mouth mask on and sang his part in Battle Scar with a mouth mask. I wonder if we should play that. Will I get fired if we play that later?
Well, I like Rush, but, you know, Geddy Lee has a unique voice. I bet you his voice wouldn't change that much if he had a mouse mask on or any other kind of mask.
I'm not done yet. Okay. Birthdays today include Sofia Vergara. Can you believe she is 47?
Wow.
She doesn't look a day over 42. Jessica Simpson is 39 today, and if you believe so, the actual inventor of this medium, radio, Nikola Tesla. Let's see, how old would he be? He'd never make it.
No, he never would have made it. And there's always the age-old question, who invented the radio? Marconi gets a lot of credit for it, but Tesla, in my opinion, I think history shorted him a little bit.
Certainly, Nikola Tesla wrote better songs.
And that was the band Tesla.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And Nikola Tesla made a better car. Oh, no, wait, that was the car Tesla.
Yeah, let's move on.
July 10th, it was today in 1989.
Why today doesn't suck.
The Monkees received their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Television show, musicians, actors, just all around fun guys. It's the Monkees. July 10th. Oh, one other birthday, although...
Heavenly?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we think.
We hope so.
Ronnie James Dio.
I said that.
Oh, I didn't hear you say that. Yeah, he was... Well, he never would have made it either, I was going to say. And you'd think he's in heaven, right? Even though he came up with...
I said that. Happy heavenly birthday to Ronnie James Dio. Right. I said that.
Yeah.
Remember when I said probably in my top five male vocalists, and then I said Ronnie James Dio.
My question was...
Remember when I said the eponymously named band Dio?
But
where were you? Did you leave the room?
No, but my question is he in heaven?
Answer a question with a question. Don't do it.
Didn't he invent
Stop giving me gang symbols. Stop flashing that at
they're
me.
They're not gang symbols. It's the Ronnie James Dio, the Texas Longhorns.
I know. I've seen him.
I'm just wondering if he's in heaven.
I saw him.
And finally.
Not a moment too soon.
July 10th.
Pick another one that I already did.
It was today in 1850.
Why today doesn't suck.
Here's your 19th century update.
Millard Fillmore was sworn in as the 13th United States president.
Yes.
You know, when people talk about the greatest presidents in American history, you hear Abe Lincoln, you hear people talk about them. Millard Fillmore is never a name that you hear people talk about.
And I think that's just nuts. Right. Mm. And it's a segment that we call...
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Coming up on the show, there was an arrest made of a musician on Frenchman Street in New Orleans. As a matter of fact, the video went viral. And we have the latest on that coming up because people are saying, the guy's playing music. Who could call the cops on Frenchman Street? Who could call the cops on that guy? We'll give you the details on that coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Don't think I've ever seen this headline before. Loud fart gives away suspect's hiding spot, according to Missouri police. And the police were able to capture this guy they were looking for because he passed gas very loudly. Missouri law enforcement was able to sniff out the location of a person wanted for a controlled substance violation over the weekend after the suspect passed gas so loudly that it gave up his hiding spot. It's funny how we're looking for him for a controlled substance and he wasn't able to control himself. The Clay County Sheriff's Department there in Missouri posted on their Facebook page how flatulence played a role in the arrest of this person outside the city of Liberty, Missouri. So, did you say Missouri or Missouri?
I say Missouri.
I usually go back and forth.
You're sounding very homespun over there saying Missouri.
I usually say Missouri, but I don't know, in this particular story. Maybe it was the headline of the loud fart.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you don't see that very often where the person gave themselves up. It was their own fault why they got caught by the cops because they couldn't control their gas. All right, coming up next on the show, there was an arrest of a musician on Frenchman Street in the Marigny. And the video of him being arrested went viral and people are blaming the owners of the business who just opened up a business where the guy got arrested. And we'll explain everything coming up next here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show, brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans, and Lamarck Ford. So on Monday night, did you see the video that went viral from what happened on Monday night on Frenchman Street? Evidently, the New Orleans police were called by the owners of a new bookstore right there on Frenchman Street. They're the new owners of a new bookstore, the story goes, called the New Orleans police because there was a band playing on Frenchman Street right in front of their bookstore, and they told police that people causing a problem for them. People getting in and out of the store, for cars driving around there. Again, this is Frenchman Street. This is a street known for music. There's always live music, not only in the bars on Frenchman Street, but on the street. There's always people playing. So in the video, you see the New Orleans police arresting someone. The person turns out to be 27-year-old Eugene Grant. And his friends and many people who saw that video were outraged at how the New Orleans police handled this guy. They threw him to the ground. Now, what else makes this story something else is the fact that 27-year-old Eugene Grant, according to his mother, has developmental delays and is on the autism spectrum. So that didn't make the New Orleans police arresting him look any better. You know, how can you throw this guy down on the ground? How could you arrest him like this? I mean, if he's on the autism spectrum, how dare you? He has developmental delays. How dare you? Now, the New Orleans police, by the way, there's an update on this story. They've dropped the charges against 27-year-old Eugene Grant. They've dropped the charges against him. But according to the New Orleans police, before they dropped the charges, they said that they arrested him because he hit one of the police officers in the chest, breaking his body cam, breaking the cop's body cam. And we all know, whether you're on the autism spectrum or not, whether you have developmental delays or not, you can't be hitting police officers, uniformed police officers. You can't be striking them. So that's why they said they arrested him. And I saw some of my social media friends, as soon as this video went viral and this story became known around here, just started cursing out the owners of the bookstore, saying, oh, they must not be from here. How dare them call police on street musicians? You know, they open a business on Frenchman Street. They should know better. They should know. And what's interesting is, this was one of the lead stories on all the local news yesterday at 5 o'clock. They all, the television and the print news here in New Orleans, they all tried to contact the owners of the bookstore, and none of them could get in contact with the owners of the bookstore. They weren't talking to the press. But people were upset. How dare those owners, how dare them call the police on street musicians? This is Frenchman Street. This is what Frenchman Street is known for.
You're taking everything at face value. There's always two sides, and there's going to be multiple sides to this story. We don't know what words might have been exchanged from outside the business. I'm sorry, from inside the business to outside the sidewalk, from the sidewalk inside the business. I mean, I'm going to guess that the owners are not completely clueless as to where they have chosen to open a bookstore. They're not. I can't believe they're totally not knowing what's going on in the area. You just look around. You look across the street. You look at the businesses near you. The video is I can't make really heads or tails out of the video, which apparently is I'm not sure who the person I'm not sure how the person who shot the video, the cell phone video, is related to this or not, but it's very difficult to watch, and by that I mean it's a very shaky video, and I can't really tell what's going on.
Well, I'll tell you now, the owners of, and it's called Frenchman Art and Books. That's one of the things that surprised me most about this story, that here in the year 2019, someone just opened a bookstore. I mean, with bookstores going out of business, like record stores, I think it's kind of cool how someone opened Frenchman Art and Books. But there are locals that are not happy with the owners of that store this morning, and they are. Again, the local media went over there. The store wasn't open. The local media tried to contact these people, the owners of the store. They wouldn't call them back. And, yeah, Brewster, I mean, a video goes viral. We only see what we see in the video. We don't know what happened leading up to that. We don't know what words were said. But the story goes that they called the police because these people were in front of their store, and whether people were having a tough time walking into the store, they were blocked, whether people were having a tough time driving their car by the store because there were people there. But it was surprising to me. Oh, I was hoping that was the owner of the bookstore that was going to call us back and give us their three words. But it was surprising to me, again, how the locals around here really, really got mad at the people who called the cops.
I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Number one, as I said, we don't know what all was exchanged. And I don't think it's a big deal that they're unreachable. I'm sure they're probably getting legal representation in this. And if so, if they've already received it, maybe they're being told not to speak to the media at this time. So I predict this is going to be largely much ado about nothing. That's how I see this.
All right, coming up next on the show, there are a couple of actors who were in an extremely popular television show who just disappointed a bunch of their fans, and we're going to explain coming up. They felt like they were lied to, the fans. Stay tuned for that report here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. So if you liked the television show Breaking Bad, like I did, one of my favorite shows ever, many Breaking Bad fans are livid this morning because we were teased. If you followed the two main stars of Breaking Bad, the actors, if you followed them on social media, Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul. I know Bryan Cranston teased something over the last couple of weeks. He said, hey, something's coming up. If you liked my old TV show, I'm paraphrasing, but hey, he was teasing fans. Many fans, including myself, were thinking he's going to announce maybe a prequel movie or some sort of movie like The Sopranos are doing now. But that didn't happen. What he did was, on social media, the two actors, Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul, they videoed themselves drinking alcohol, saying that they've gone into business together.
They pulled a George Clooney, basically.
Yeah, with a new brand of mezcal. And boy, were people upset. You know, that's the one. There are many negatives about social media, and we've called much of it a sewer. But the one thing about social media is you're gonna get people's true feelings pretty immediately when you say something, when you do something, whatever the case may be.
Well, but are we shocked that Hollywood stars have used their notoriety to push something? And to go 180 degrees in the opposite direction than what people thought it was going to be. Now, having said that, there are still talks that Aaron Paul may do something with the with his character that may be a prequel type thing. I think in I think eventually before the end of Better Call Saul, and by the end I mean the end of that series, whenever it runs its course, I think you're probably going to see him appear on that show in some form.
Well, many of the fans, one fan tweeted after this, "Wow, no Breaking Bad movie reveal? Who the bleep cares about this?"
Right.
Hyped up for nothing. You know, go to hell. You're ripping people who you really love their work, and now social media makes you rip them.
Right.
I thought that
we love to build up and then tear down. That's what we do.
Coming up next, Uber is expanding no talking rides, and they're launching a helicopter service. Stay tuned for that report on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show is brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans and Lamarck Ford.
And the National Weather Service has issued, in case you missed it, a tornado warning for West Central Orleans Parish as well as North Central Jefferson Parish until 8:30 this morning. So be on the lookout. Weather is very rough out here right now.
Yeah, give yourself a little extra time this morning. Obviously, it's rain like crap out there. All right. Have you noticed if you use Uber or Lyft, any ride sharing, have you noticed now you can request a no talking ride? I know you can on Uber. Meaning when you call to get your Uber, you can say, "Look, when I you can click something on your cell phone that says, don't talk to me, basically. Just pick me up."
Are you serious? Is this really a thing?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, Uber the other last week, Brewster, I believe it was a week or two ago, they said that their drivers, they don't have to pick people up if they're really, really drunk.
Well, that's common sense. That should be. Having driven Uber for almost a year, I mean, at that time, that was probably a no-no. But you have to use, I mean, it's your own personal vehicle. If you're a driver, you have to use common sense.
I understand it. But then some people said, well, wait a minute. That's why many of us call Uber, because we're really, really drunk and we can't drive.
Would you like to see, having been an Uber driver, I can show you some pictures from the Uber driver forum. Would you like to see the back seats of some of the things that are vomited at 3 a.m. in the French Quarter in the back of someone's private vehicle? We're talking fluorescent things that just don't come out of upholstery.
Hey, and I look at Uber drivers. I look at them like I look at any other business owner. They have the right to refuse service to anybody they want to.
They should, right. They should, because, it's been long enough since I was an Uber driver for a short time in between radio gigs, that I guess I'm like the sports analyst who has been away from the game too long. So maybe I can't comment, because a lot of things have changed. And certainly what you're talking about, I was not aware of that. You use Uber more frequently than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Brewster and I were out of town over the weekend in 28 to 3 land, also known as Atlanta. And did use Uber to go to a concert. And there are some different things on there that I noticed as a rider that I didn't notice as a driver. So you're basically saying I can tick a box, as they say in Britain, on my Uber app, and that will afford me only a driver who, how does this work, agrees to no conversation between the two of us?
They are.
I think it's great, and because I don't really want to talk to drivers.
And now they're expanding no talking rides. Because evidently every Uber driver is different. And I do love Uber. When I hop in the car, some days, you know, I'm I'm in good moods and I don't mind chatting with the Uber driver. But there are some days, let's say you just get out of a meeting and it was a bad meeting or you just had some bad news personally or whatever the case.
Or you had a bad meal and you feel a little dyspeptic.
And you hop in the car and then the Uber driver starts joking around. Some days you're just not in the mood for it. Well, some days you are.
So, again, as a driver for the short time, I had one very important tool in that. And it's basically, I mean, I was fascinated by it as a sociological experiment. And that one tool is the rearview mirror. When you have someone enter your vehicle, you can basically, you know, if you make small talk, hey, how about this weather? You know, big storms today. And if you get something like, ooh, then you know it's going to be a quiet ride. They're just not in the mood. But then you would... You know, as human nature goes, there'd be other times where you'd have Chatty Cathy in the back, and maybe I didn't want to make a bunch of conversation, but yet I think the onus is upon the driver to lead the experience which way it's going to go, whether it's going to be a lot of rapport between the two. Most of the conversations that I had as an Uber driver were informational. People would say, you know, where is the best this? Where's the best that? People coming from the airport on the Pontchartrain Expressway to a hotel down here off Canal Street or wherever, they would invariably say, as they would look over to their right, they'd say, oh, Xavier University, that's the perennial basketball power. And it's like, no, sorry, that's the African-American dental school, basically. that's not the Cincinnati Catholic University.
Well, then sometimes you get an Uber, and I'm not a big small talk fan. If you listen to this radio show, I'm not a big small talk fan. If we're going to talk about something, we talk about it.
Right.
Like this morning, if you get into an Uber, you know, you get in the back, going, boy, that's some rain, huh? Yeah, training.
Well, again, that's
boy, it's hot out there. Huh?
Well, again,
yeah,
I think
yeah, it's hot.
I think the onus is upon the driver to be mindful of that and to feel what the lay of the land is. And you can, like I said, you can do it by looking at the person through the rearview mirror. If they don't look like they want to be engaged in your conversation, and you get like a short answer, then just let it go.
Users of Uber now, they announced yesterday, nationwide users will now be able to request car trips in which they won't have to talk to drivers.
Can you request a trip where the driver, it's mandatory they use deodorant? Is that on the horizon at all?
Good question. But what Uber said yesterday was, look, if you're one of our riders and you need to respond to emails or you are in the mood to take a nap, that's what this feature is for.
Hmm.
And you know, I've told this story before on the show. I'll tell it again quickly. Again, some days I'm in most of the time I'd have no problem with chatting up the Uber driver, but every once in a while, sometimes you're just not in the mood for it.
Right.
And I remember when I was with one of my friends, she is in the catering business and she worked a party for Solange Knowles wedding, mm-hmm. and that's the sister of Beyonce,
right,
who lives here in New Orleans, and the wedding was here.
What'd you say about Beyonce?
That's exactly what I was just going to say.
Exactly.
Our driver that day happened to be a younger black woman, and my friend looked at me in the back seat and said, yeah, well, I didn't see Beyonce at the party, and that's all she had to say. And our Uber driver literally hit the brakes and said, "What'd you say about Beyonce? Did you say something about Beyonce?"
Now, in the
what's Beyonce? What do you know about Beyonce?
In previous tellings of this story, I don't recall the phrase "she hit the brakes." Are we embellishing just a little bit?
Well, felt like it. So you don't know what kind of conversation you're going to get in there, and that's not the only thing Uber announced. Yesterday, they announced, and it's starting in New York City, helicopter service.
Get out.
Helicopter service. It's going to be expensive. In New York, you could call in New York City if you've got the money, because traffic is crazy. If you need to get, let's say, from Midtown Manhattan to one of the airports in Queens, you could call Uber helicopter.
I gotta check. I gotta put that in Snopes.com. That can't possibly be real.
That is real.
Are you gonna tell me that Uber has You know, their drivers are not employees. They're independent contractors. So you're going to tell me that there are people with helicopters around New York City who want to make a few extra bucks and they're going to fly people to the metropolitan airports in their own personal helicopters?
Yep. It's starting there. Who knows if that's going to go all over the country nationwide as well, much like their no talking feature, just shut up and drive feature. I guess that's what I would call that. By the way, the quiet mode started a few months ago in May. That's when Uber first launched the quiet mode, where if you push that button on your cell phone when you were getting your Uber, that would instruct the driver that you want peace and quiet, and that would instruct the driver to shut up and not talk to you.
Right. How do I go about getting that in my everyday life? Getting people to just shut up and not talk to me.
Well, you working in the radio business doesn't help.
No.
It doesn't help
that's,
like that.
That's amazing. That's a helicopter.
So,
Uber helicopter. Can I get a no talk helicopter ride as well? Isn't that what you think of when you think of helicopter?
You know, the Uber helicopter in New York City to go to the airport, Brewster, cost about $200. That's not that bad.
No, it's not.
With the traffic so bad, it's about an 8-minute trip from Lower Manhattan.
Because I imagine a trip from way out on Long Island to Midtown would be probably in the range of $150, $200 via, oh, kill the music.
Yeah, that's something. It'll take you during rush hour, Monday through Friday, from Lower Manhattan to JFK International Airport for about $200 for a one-way trip if you want to Ubercopter. That's what they call that.
Ubercopter. I've seen it all.
I'm a fan of ride sharing. I'm a fan of Uber, and I like all of this technology. Look, we can talk if we want now. We don't have to talk if we want now. It's fantastic.
So Uber's also probably going to have their own independent contractors who work as air traffic controllers for these Uber copters,
well,
right?
I wouldn't go
making
that far.
Making about $8.25 an hour when it's all broken down into time spent and wear and tear and maintenance on your car and insurance and gas.
Imagine the maintenance.
Brilliant.
Imagine the maintenance on your helicopter
right?
And the insurance and gas.
That's right.
Coming up next, the best professional eater in America, maybe even the world, is going to be in our area this weekend. We'll explain coming up, and we'll tell you what he's eating here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. According to a new study, early retirement can kill you. Evidently, I guess if you retire early and you don't have much to do, some doctors are saying that, according to this new study, early retirement can kill you. Doctors say you're much better off working yourself to death.
Makes sense.
At least you have something to do, right? Keep the mind sharp, as well as the body. Coming up next, we will tell you and give you details about the best professional eater in America coming to our area this weekend. Tell you what he's eating, too, on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show is brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans, and Lamarck Ford.
And more weather. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning in effect until 9 this morning. About another 25 minutes or so for portions of Orleans and Jefferson parishes. Looks like Metairie and Harvey around 8:35 is where the dangerous part of this storm is going to be. West Wego around 8:55, just before the expiration. And then right around 9 o'clock, Jefferson, Bridge City, and Elmwood should keep on the lookout for this dangerous system. Again, tornado warning in effect, portions of Orleans and Jefferson until 9 a.m.
And this weekend is going to be a big weekend in and around New Orleans, and we'll remind you why momentarily.
Right.
But this rain in the possible tornado right now, this has nothing to do with the big storm that some people think may be coming to our area this weekend out
Correct.
Of the Gulf of Mexico.
Correct. It's going to get interesting come about Friday and Saturday.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Suddenly, I don't mind it feeling like 115 degrees out there. At least it's not doing this.
Yeah, it's not too bad right now. It's 88, but kind of rain coming down in buckets.
So this weekend, the Rolling Stones are playing in New Orleans for the first time in 25 years. if not the greatest rock and roll band ever, one of them. And they're playing the Superdome on Sunday night, and we're having the big pre-Rolling Stones party right down the street, right around the corner from the Superdome at Vintage Rock Club, that's above Walk-Ons on Poydras Street. We're all going to be hanging out, getting ready for the Stones there. So if you're going to the show, hang out with us on Sunday at Vintage Rock Club. That place, not only are they going to be playing Stones, they got the big television screens, and they're going to be playing Stones videos, and really going to get you ready for the Rolling Stones show. I can't wait for that. Do you know what's happening in Metairie on Sunday? Big day in Metairie as well. It's always a big day when...
always a big day in Metairie.
When the best, greatest professional eater in America comes to town.
World champion.
And we're talking about Joey Chestnut.
Yes.
Fresh off of him eating 71 hot dogs with their buns on the 4th of July, winning his 12th consecutive Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Right. He did not beat his own record, but won. I didn't watch it this year. We were away, and so I didn't check in.
It's always exciting to watch.
It's exciting, but it's kind of the same every year.
Well, the only question is he going to beat his own world record, which 75 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes is his world record. He came up 4 hot dogs and buns short this time around, but he still blew away the rest of the competition.
I have video of this, and I just haven't done anything with it yet. Last August, Mrs. Brewster and I had the opportunity to go to the Indiana State Fair, and I had not been in many years, and they had the World Ice Cream Eating Championship, and Joey Chestnut was there, and I think he came in third or fourth. There was a fellow from Louisiana who competed, and I don't want to say where he's from because I'll get it wrong, and then we'll hear about that.
There's a guy from New Orleans. The last few years, he's been in the hot dog eating contest. He doesn't come close to Joey Chestnut.
Maybe that is him, but they described this. Maybe that was him, but they introduced him as being from somewhere else. And again, I don't want to don't have it in front of me, so I don't want to say the name of the town and get everyone's nose out of joint. But here's the point about the ice cream eating challenge. It was, of course, sponsored by a local dairy there in Indiana, and they actually ate it out of the little cups, right? And so it was as many of the cups as you could put down in a certain amount of time, and they knew how much was in each cup by ounce, so it was a count by ounce. I believe it was the fellow from here in Louisiana. When he was done, and I don't know if it was a spoon mishap or the cold, but his upper gum, it was gushing blood.
Ugh.
And you talk about blood and vanilla ice cream all running down into one mass on his shirt. And
sounds like a spoon mishap to me.
Or maybe just put the spoon wrong.
You can see the hot dog eating contest might give you a stomach ache, even for professional eaters. But an ice cream eating contest, wouldn't that give everybody a headache?
Sure.
If you're trying to eat as much cold ice cream as possible?
Sure.
But I guess if you're a professional eater, these are the perils of the business.
Right. And you mentioned that you might get, I don't think they get stomach aches. I don't think they're capable of it. The great scene in the movie Cool Hand Luke where they're in prison and on the sort of a chain gang, and they don't have anything to do. So Paul Newman as Lucas Jackson says, "I can eat 50 eggs." And of course, Dragline, George Kennedy, Academy Award winner, says, "Nobody can eat 50 eggs." And sure enough, they have a thing, and they put him through training, and he eats, buckets of rice to try to stretch out that belly. And sure enough, he eats 50 eggs.
Well,
50 hard-boiled eggs. Think about that.
Love that movie.
Yeah.
Well, this Sunday, the best professional eater in America, I think in the world at this point, unless they're doing something in parts of the world that we haven't seen yet, Joey Jaws Chestnut. He will be in Metairie, taking part in the inaugural Fat Boys Pizza Eating Championship. Fat Boys, you've been there, Bruce.
I have been to Fat Boys.
And I love pizza. I've yet to get over there, and they're known for their very large slices.
A slice of, and I have a big head, and I don't mean that figuratively. Well, actually, I do mean that, both figuratively and literally. I have a big head,
okay.
And it's the those type of triangular shaped slices. One slice is as big as my head, clearly. It's very good. It's very New York style. Very good. We couldn't get in. It's died down now some, but the buzz around that place, you could not get in there any hour of the day that they were open because it was so everyone wanted to go there. And it's still very popular. You can eat outside when it's not overly hot.
You know who owns that place? A guy that used to play basketball for the University of New Orleans. His name is Gabe Corciani, and he's the founder of Fat Boys. And Fat Boys now, I mean, this is all legal stuff. This contest has officially been sanctioned by Major League Eating.
Right.
The MLE.
Right.
They eat everything.
Right.
And whether it's jars of mayonnaise.
Sure.
Whether it's oysters.
Right. Anything you could possibly think of, and I've got the list of world records that Joey Chestnut holds, and we'll go through those here shortly.
He's incredible.
There is that organization, and it's like when you watch boxing or something, and you'll hear the announcement: these matches are sanctioned by the New York, New Jersey Athletic, whatever
commission,
Commission. Sure. They have an actual. As you mentioned, a commission that is behind this, and the guy, the MC, I think they have alternating MCs, but the guy with the straw hat, like you see at Coney Island at Nathan's every 4th of July.
That guy gets on my nerves.
He travels with them, and he is the same announcer. That's not just some radio stooge.
Yeah.
Although you or I, you know, did they even look at our audition tapes to get involved in this? I guess not. But, all right. I'm not going to go through the times and everything, but these are some of the items for which Joey Joss Chestnut holds the world eating record: grilled cheese sandwiches, jalapeno poppers, pulled pork, chicken wings, crystal hamburgers, kolaches, pulled pork sandwiches again, funnel cakes, Philly cheesesteaks, Pizza Hut Pizzones, gotta have my pops, Taco Bell tacos, buffalo wings, corned beef sandwiches, hard-boiled eggs, 141 hard-boiled eggs in 8 minutes.
Boy, Lucas Jackson, Paul Newman, he's dead now. But
boy,
he's turning
over in his grave, certainly.
Yeah.
Twinkies, pork ribs, deep-fried asparagus, pierogies, whole turkey, 9.35 pounds of whole turkey in 10 minutes.
Wow.
Almost 9.5 pounds. Gumbo, boysenberry pie, burritos, gyros, or as we say in Indiana, gyros.
So you're proving to us Joey Chestnut is not a one-trick pony.
No, he's not.
It's not just hot dogs.
And really, his major competition has long since retired, and that is Kobayashi.
So he knocked off his throne, and then he went to the throne.
That's, well,
after the contest.
Repeatedly. I don't know what happened to Kobayashi, the tsunami.
I think his pride took him down. When he was beat by Joey Chestnut, he used to be cocky. I could eat more hot dogs than anybody else. Not anymore.
He's a lot older than Joey, too. He is 41 now. Joey Chestnut is 35 from Vallejo, California.
And he's not that. Joey Chestnut's not fat.
I'm looking at him
right now. You would never have any idea that, just like if Drew Brees is walking down the street, you would never think he has the record for the most passing yards in NFL history.
Right.
If Joey Chestnut's walking down the street, you would never think he holds the world record in eating every one of those things you just said.
Right. You know, there are certain things that a friend of mine and I were going to do one of those steak challenges. The one we were going to do was the 96-ounce challenge. And if you're not very good at math, that is 6 pounds of steak.
Mm.
And we were going to do that, and I honestly believe, if not for too much fat and gristle, I could eat 6 pounds of steak. But that's not the challenge. You have to eat the loaded baked potato and the salad and the bread and a dessert. And it's all of that other accoutrement that goes with it that would just make me gag. The meat I could put down, but all that other stuff, no.
Well, this Sunday afternoon, Joey Chestnut will try to add giant slices of pizza to his record resume,
yes,
as he's taking part in the Fat Boys Pizza Eating Championship this Sunday at that new pizzeria that everybody's talking about. And
our friend Adam Pierce will be part of the entertainment there.
Is he eating or is he playing?
I know he's playing. I'm not sure if he's eating.
Okay, boy, now all of a sudden I'm
you'll
in
have
the mood.
You'll have to show up and find out.
I'm in a mood to eat now. I'm hungry.
Hmm.
Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. I've got a story of hope here. A story that's a good, positive story.
I've got 67 seconds. Get to it.
Man swept over Niagara Falls survives.
Hmm.
How about that? Who says there's no such thing as good news out there? A man was injured yesterday morning, Tuesday morning, after being swept over Niagara Falls. Police on the Canadian side in Ontario, Canada, were responding to a call of a man in crisis. They showed up over there. The man was swept over the river. He fell 188 feet into the lower Niagara River. Officers found the man sitting on some rocks near the water. He just landed in the water, went over to the rocks, and sat there. And there was no barrel around him.
Right.
I didn't say anything in the story about a barrel.
Exactly.
Enough.
Most people that do that in a barrel have been killed. If I were ever to do that, I'd lose the barrel.
Maybe that's the key if you're going over Niagara Falls. Just leave the barrel at home or whatever the case may be, because this guy made it. How about that? A story of hope. Coming up next, it's our commercial-free ride. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. Hey, you see who died? Actor Rip Torn died yesterday.
You may not know the name, but you would
I think
a couple of characters.
And I think you'd know he's done a lot of voiceover work.
Yes, he has.
I remember him, though, most from a couple of things. The movie Dodgeball, he played the old guy, and he had the very, very funny line in that movie.
Here's a couple of Rip Torn things you might know.
Edwards, what the hell happened?
Hesitated.
May I ask why you felt little Tiffany deserved to die?
Well, she was the only one that actually seemed dangerous at the time, sir.
Shouldn't we, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or...?
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
That's true. Very true.
I know him the most from many of the movies he worked on. I just haven't had a chance to see. He played a character that was basically patterned after Fred DeCordova, who was the executive producer of The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, on the great show, if you've never seen it, if you're a fan of behind-the-scenes TV inside joke humor, The Larry Sanders Show, starring the great, late, sadly, Gary Shandling. He was the Artie, the executive producer of that show.
Yeah, that was a very good show. Rip Torn.
Yes.
And I always wondered, I wondered if that was his real name. Would someone name their son Rip? No, his real name was Elmore Rual Torn Jr. So I don't
Rip even... just flows so much more trippingly off the tongue.
Yeah, I would think...
Other than what you just said.
I would think maybe... I would think his initials might have been R.I.P. or something like that, but no, it was Elmore Rual Torn Jr.
Mm.
Rip. R.I.P.
Yes, Rip. Rip.
R.I.P. Rip.
Right. Rip Torn.
Dead! At the age of 88. That's just about going to do it for the show tonight. Thanks for listening. And coming up next, it's Ginty. Ginty! Bayou, 95.7.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.